look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite, and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. After days of high-tech search near the Titanic, bits and pieces of the submersible Titan have been found. Navy Salvage Operation Director Paul Hankins.
Within that large debris field, we found the front end bell of the pressure hull.
No survivors among the five people aboard who were on a tourist trip to look at the Titanic. His name is Victor Wembanyama. He's a 7'4" superstar of basketball in France, expected to be the same in San Antonio. Coach Greg Popovich.
Just like with every draft pick, whether it's the first pick or the 27th pick or the 38th pick, we have a responsibility to each and every one to try to create an environment where they can reach the best success possible for them.
Weather-wise,
dangerous heat hanging in across parts of the southern plains and across Texas. It's going to feel like it's 115 degrees in Corpus Christi again.
Chris Warren at our partners, the Weather Channel. CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for.
Oh,
1057 CFW. Songs that made radio great.
So great.
The Valley's fun music. 1057 CFW.
Mm-hmm.
This is 105.7 CFW. Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Boomer. This is 105.7 CFW.
But they always seem to let you. This is 105.7 CFW.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for mostly sunny skies and a high near 91. Afternoon showers and storms are possible. Slight chance of a storm tonight with a low around 66. Showers and storms are likely on your Saturday, highs around 85. For Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s. It's 64 at our studios.
CFW.
Down. everything summer fun. Think of 105 days of summer fun on 105.7 CFW.
It's on.
Ra, ra, ah, 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 rum, ah, rum, ah, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what's your bad romance?
Seven CFW.
When you close your eyes and you go to
1057
CFW.
1057
CFW.
You want a music fest with a little bit of everything, including a whole lot of spirit? Well, save the dates for the Blue Ox Festival June 22nd through the 24th. Enjoy amazing bluegrass and Americana music, art, food, and more at the Pines Music Park outside of Eau Claire. And though it's only 8 years old, Blue Ox keeps getting bigger and better with age. The award-winning Abbott Brothers, one of the main headliners this year. Find more at blueoxmusicfestival.com.
Look at him go. Look at him. and kick makes you wonder how the other half live. The devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside, devil inside, the devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside.
CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 105.7 CFW. Woo! The Valley's fun music.
Silence, break the silence.
1057 CFW.
Men sing, only fools rushing, and I ain't here falling in love with you.
Radio station, it's a way of life.
It's a way of life.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
Attention, if you're a person who dislikes fun, please tune away now. Are they gone? Yeah, good. Okay, if you live in the Valley, you can pick up oldie stations and kids stations. And, well, we thought it was time for some fun. You know, this world doesn't have enough fun in it. So we've put together a radio station that has a great time playing the music you grew up with. And we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the Fun Music Station, 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. An investigation is underway after Coast Guard officials announced the loss submersible that disappeared on a trip to the Titanic wreckage had imploded. Movie director James Cameron, who's made trips to the site himself, says he knew there were problems with the Titans.
They cut corners. They